we're continuing with the sugya of whether or not an avil is permitted to leave the house during the week of Shiva. The Ramban says that an avil, according to one of the Gaonim, is not permitted to leave his house, the tefillah or the Talmud Torah. The Bnei Shev Simcha he loves. It's a simcha for him to leave the house. What do you mean Talmud Torah? What kind of Talmud Torah? You never allowed to learn Torah. Not in the house, not in shul, not in nowhere. So the answer is, given by the Divrei Sofrim, we saw Shitas Ari in the Mordechai. And Simon Tov Kuf Vov. For those who recall, we were here once before. The last line of the first column of Tei Shkov Beis in the Mordechai. Yesh Osim Talmud Torah, the Shabbos, Zomel Amila Shal Sina. We'll discuss the Sukkah of Sina and Parashia and Mitzvah Shem next week. Aval Riyo Yomata Lilmo Torah B'Shabbat. She Misamachas Aleiv. V'utzorach L'Sameach Asmo B'Shabbat. So an Oval is required to make himself happy on Shabbat. What's he going to do? Way to make himself happy on Shabbat is to learn Torah. So there, that opinion is to be accepted, which, by the way, the halach is not accepted. But that opinion is to be accepted, so we understand very well, there's a specific iser that the Oval should not go to shul and learn there barabim, because that's just a greater level of simcha. That much simcha we don't, he's not entitled to. Let him learn at home. Now, the question is, in general, it sounds like a briska hakira. What's the shot you can't leave your house? Is the iser the leaving, or is the iser the coming, the entering? How's that for a hakira? Is it iser that avil also lost in the petzal beso? Is the iser he can't leave the house? Is that the iser? Or is he can't go somewhere else? Is that the iser? So the Rambam's lashon is lo yeter lemakom acher. I mean, he shouldn't go to some other place. Sounds like the truma tadesh and shita. What's the nature of the iser? He shouldn't forget his avelus. So he's going to go from his house and go somewhere else. He's going to forget about his avelus, especially going to see other people, start interacting socially. Nothing wrong with walking out of the door. It is to go where other people are. That's why the Truma Tradition says, if it's necessary, not that's for a frivolous reason, but if it's necessary, you can go out of it, the other can leave the house, specifically at night. And there are more quotes. You leave at night. Now what's so special about night? Consciousness is, and in those days when there was no electricity, and we know about the blackout, when it's night outside, maybe that's why you had the blackout, so you get a taste of what it was then, so you know how look better. When it's at night and it's dark outside, you can't go anywhere. You don't see anybody. It's hard to see anybody. There's no social interaction. Welcome back. There's no social interaction at night, right at the Truma Tradition, and quoted by the Ramah. So if you have to leave the house, you have to leave the house. So it's better to go at night, because at night, there's no one around. If there's no one around, you're not going to bump into people. It's not going to happen. The Ramah writes in the Beis, "Hamekil lotz balayla ne'atorech lo hitzit Truma Tadesh." You have to leave. You can leave. Okay. So the Mela, it's not only a question of day or night. It's primarily a question of whether you're going to bump into people or not. So the person has to go by day. So he gets into a car, walks out the door, gets into a car, takes it to another house. He has to take a nap by day. Even though it's light outside, but he's going to quit in and out. So go out the back door, into a car, drive out to a mile down the road, go to his house where he has a bed, and go to sleep and come back. It's the same as at night. What does it mean night? Night just means when there aren't people around. It's a difficult language. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan writes. The difficult language, if you look in the Dark Emotions, the Kavan Gimel, you get an impression there's a fundamental difference conceptually between day and night. That's very difficult. Because night just means when there aren't people around. Okay. Now, let's take a look at, again, another Mordechai. It's Tov Tzadi Vov. Let's give a look there, okay, together? Tov Tzadi Vov. Interesting story over there. What happened? Maisa Hoya Be'ovel. Shalach Akram Hasar Shalom. The governor, the mayor, right? End of it's in top Tzadi Vav. It's page Chaf Aleph and Beis in these zapim. and the third line after the index, fourth line. The Shalom Adavar Rabbeinu Simcha, Emut Avalelech Etzlo, Veishiv, Afal Gav, the Tanya Shabbat Yishona, Eina Yotzi Mipetach Veito, Pirush, She Yotzi Gederach Mnei Adam, Lemulacha, go to work, Ola Masu Mata, and also do business, Ve'ula Teal, to take a hike, or a trip, it's time to walk around, Avol Ki Aigav, Emut Alatein, Kedaminan, Yotzi Lederach Noel, Mepurish Gmon Abtazav Mibayis, Afal Pikein, although the Gemara says you're allowed to wear shoes, he tells him, no, don't wear shoes. You see clearly that it's an iser for malacha and tiyul. Now, you get the impression from the Mordechai that tiyul is also, even if you're not in the presence of people, as opposed to the Trumas Hadesh. Apparently, the Mordechai is fearful that someone who's in the Minah Velas will take a walk in the woods. Take a walk in the woods, it's so beautiful, nature, so beautiful, the woods, the trees, the sky, they'll forget about the Avelus. So therefore, it's nothing which is not allowed. If the governor says you have to come, the mayor, the feudal lord, whatever it was, you have to come. You go, you answer what the feudal lord asks you, and you go right back. You're not afraid you're going to forget about the Avelus. Okay. Now, what about this idea of leaving going on the way, the Mefurash Gemara? Take a look on Tosfos Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. At the end of the top side. Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. End of the top side. So like this. They quote our Gemara. Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Shabbat Rishona Ena Yosef Mipesach Beto. He says that's only Be'ir in the city. But we learn in Tetzav Amud Beis. Yosef Lederech Noel. Nichnas Le'ir. Kolek. Alma Mutta Lotes. You see it's permissible to leave, to go out of town? Mishema Dafka B'davar Ha'aved Mutalas L'Derech. Also says, well, it's no proof positive. Maybe it's limited to a case of a Davar Ha'aved. The Ramah, however, is making. The Ramah quotes this din. Here we are. This is in Siv Beis, we left off. Ha'ad Ha'asa L'asim Chutz L'Beis L'Hayna Dafka L'Tayel L'Matzo Matn V'Chadome L'Sholach Ha'Moshe L'Achrav is Mutter. O'Shet Tzorach L'Yelech L'Derech is Mutter. Oh, the Shah, the Varim, Adzich, and Lohabit. The Rabbit is also Mutter. Three separate Teirim. Not like Tosfos is suggesting here, that you can only leave town for Dovra. No, there's three separate Teirim. A Hefter of the Tsar, a Hefter of the Rabbit, and a Hefter of leaving town. That's what the Ramah pops. Fine. But you should go to the Divrei Sofrim by yourself. Don't go with a whole large group, because that's going to be, again, interacting with people. That's not proper. But we say, Yechidi, we don't really mean Yechidi. Mark and Brochus and Zal and Ovel is not allowed to go out. Yechidi means within one more person to watch him. Or not far from other people, as the case may be. Therefore, for this reason, it seems to me that I'm a Poshet. That if someone is sitting in an Avela somewhere, and he wants to move to a different city, let's say half the family is in place one, and the other is in place two, or let's say he's by himself in place one, and he wants now to move to the city where his brothers and sisters are observing the Shiva. He's allowed to go. It's a tzorech. Try to go at night if you can, or go by car when no one sees you, if you can. And if you can't go at a place where no one sees you, for example, you have to go on an airplane. You're not going to try your own private jet. So you're going to be in a plane with 500 people. So I can't help it. You're not really interacting with them. You're sitting in your own place. And that's all. It's permissible, in my opinion, to do such a thing. Moreover, the Divrei Sofrim writes that it's preferred that Avelos take place in a group, that a person should go with his siblings to observe the Shiva, because it'll be more misorah to Hespin and Pchi as opposed to where you're sitting all by yourself. Okay. Now I get to a topic which we said we talked about earlier. The Gilyan Marasha in Shin Tzadi Beis talks about the father who's in Shiva going into the group of his daughter. We discussed this before. It happened in my shul. During Mamish, it happened in someone in my shul. Yeah, I'm not kidding around. Someone from my shul lost a sister, and that very week, his daughter got married. It's exactly this case. So what does it say? It's crazy. What exactly does it say over here? So the Gilyan Marasha and Shin Tzadi Beis Siv Gimel, it's right here on this, I think it's on the same page here. Where is it? Where's the previous page? Where's the Gilyan Marasha? Mutal Lekonta. It's in the second wide line. Rashai ha'av likonis l'chupas bito. And who's the source? Knesset ha'gdolah. Knesset ha'gdolah. Okay? That is another Gilead Marsha. In Simon Shin Sadi Aleph, previous Simon, Sif Beis. What's there? What's there? It's the second wide line. Hecha de mutlo lichlos v'shem hefted, yocho la'av lichnos l'chupas bito. Again, Knesset HaGadol. You can go in. But the question is, what are the circumstances? So here in the first line, wide line, Uv de balafanayim, which the imo shalachos na'vela, v'abein lo rotza lisa, im lo tiyayim shushvinu. Finish. He's not getting married, his mother walks him down the aisle. Finish. Okay? So what's it then? He says in that kind of a case, he's tarsi, he's madri. So now the major question. He mentioned the Rav Moshe, says, I told you the case, Rav Moshe's in Shiva, saying exactly so. You're allowed to walk into the wedding of a child if you're in Shiva because the Gilead Marsha said so, that's the goal of said so. They didn't say so. It says for carrots. They said it's only mutter in a case where the parent will not come to the wedding, the child's not going to the wedding. I said, Ma, I can't go to the chuppah without you. Finish. But if the child will say, listen, I'd like you to come, but I mean, if you can't come, the rabbi says, no, we'll have the chuppah without you. So Rav Moshe extends the head to all cases. If you look at the original sources of Gideon Mashah and Knesset HaGadol, it's not that way. This is Rav Moshe recorded yesterday. Chelek Beis, Simen, Kuf, Samach, Tes. What's Rav Moshe said there? It's a great tzar not to be at the wedding of your child. It's a greater tzar than Dover HaAved, more than losing money. And the Dover HaAved is mutter. It's mutter. Now, we already discussed a few minutes ago that Dover, so the person that you're allowed to leave the house for a Dover HaAved. So Rav Moshe says, makes sense, but it's against the post that he's quoting. Rav Moshe was, you know, told Gideon Marsha, 1, 2, 3, they said it's mutter. They didn't say it's mutter. They only said it's mutter in the case in which otherwise there won't be any wedding. The far cry from Rav Moshe's head. That's what the Reish Lakish points out. But it seems to me they really, in fact, should be mutter. It should be mutter. It is, in fact, a Dover HaAved. No? A Dover HaAved. That's Rav Moshe's word. It makes a lot of sense, Rav Moshe's cooler. Elamai, you can't go to a wedding? They're two separate stories on both sides. You can't go to a wedding for 12 months or 30 days, and you can't leave the house for a week. On the aside, they're two Yisurim and they're two Atayim. As far as they have to be Yisurim going all year or a month, we already spoke about it by Rechus earlier this week. It's Mutalalov, you have to go, etc. As far as the Yisur to leave the house, that's where the Dover HaAved comes in. Two different things. Because until now we were discussing not that the Ovel is going to have Tzar, but the Chosn and Kala will have Tzar. That's the Mutalalov Svarah. So as far as going into the wedding hall, what's the tzvara to be making over there? If you don't come in, the chosn and kala will have tzar. As far as the issue of leaving the house, here Rav Moshe says the hefter is that you'll have tzar. The dover over the two steps, two aterim, and they solve each other. They have a kuntres over here called Nitei Gabriel. I'm going to show the oil. I think it's in that box. I just want to show you. You want to look it up? Over 100 pages. Rav Gabriel Sinner, all about this topic. The whole thing. It's all about. About an oval coming into a simcha. The whole thing, the whole kuntres, it's over 100 pages. All on one topic. Interesting. He's also a maker. But he has to follow in Shiloh. It's a very serious Shiloh. Can he wear shoes? A serious Shiloh. Can he wear shoes? See, right over here in the shuv in the back, on page Pei Tes, you can wear shoes. He quotes the Das Kedoshim. He says you can wear shoes. But others disagree. No, you're not allowed to wear shoes. So what's the solution? He says, get artificial leather. That's all. You have to eat shoes that look like leather shoes, but they're not leather shoes. So if you do that, that's the way to handle it. I agree 100%. Why get involved in any kind of machlok? Next question. Can you remove your torn shirt? The halacha is that an avil has to wear a torn shirt all week. If it's a different relative, a sibling, a spouse, a child, machlif ena korea, you can have your right to remove, to change your shirt and not rip the new shirt. Okay? But for a parent, you have to even machlif a korea. So must you, may you wear a shirt which is not torn to this wedding? So he says, well, it's okay. How do you know? Because there are more rights over here. In Shin Sadi Aleph, Sif Gimel, the Yochol Lilvos Ktsas Bigdei Shabbos, B'Shosha Machnisin. Okay? You're allowed to wear Bigdei Shabbos, and the Bigdei Shabbos, presumably, are not going to be torn. What's the Hezra Dover? Why is it mutter to wear the Bigdei Shabbos? He says, Yontif Shalom. Yontif Shalom. All right. And the same as, it says the same as shoes are mutter, so this is the Bigdei Shabbos are mutter. Nu, oy bazoy, those all that shoes are also, Bigdei Shabbos, should also be also. I Bigdei Shabbos, Bigdei Shabbos is only a minig. We spoke about the Bigdei Shabbos. But the truth is, here it's more than a minig, because the next one, Ramah, uvilvad sheiv achas shloshim. So we see we're clearly talking about Ovi V'Imo, and the Bigdei Shabbos aren't going to be ripped. We're giving him a head to put on Bigdei Shabbos and rip him. Ah, I can't believe it. I don't think that's a shot. What's the person putting Bigdei Shabbos going to rip it? So apparently the Ramah is making it for the Indian of ripping the garment. So maybe it's going to be the dyke from the Ramah. It'll also be Matan to wear shoes, or maybe not. Machlif in Korea, so it's a different kind of a din. It's not one of the actual din of Shiva proper. It relates to it, but not exactly. Can't derive from Ramah necessarily that shoes would be mutter. So better off with the artificial leather shoes. Now, interesting question. Is there a distinction in all these matters between within Shloshim and within Shiva? Remember, all the cases we're discussing over here, the Ramah, etc., are after the Shiva, within the Shloshim. Would it be any more serious within the Shiva? What do you say about that? What's your svar on this? Now, we already took care of leaving the house. That we took care of by saying it's a Dover Oven, whatever the heck there may be, mitzvah, whatever it may be. Is there a more intense Isser within Shiva, or is there not? Yes? I always thought Sif Aleph. We already pointed out that Sif Aleph was just a question of a kind of chashash, so a more chashash in the first week. So, does that prove that the Isser Simcha is greater the first week than it is beyond that? Or maybe not. It's just a yovel of a tzchok. It's not so clear. You got arba also the simcha. It means it's 30 days, and you shouldn't take the baby in a week because yovel of a tzchok. It's more quote unquote inappropriate. It may not be a more intense prohibition. Here's a general question I'll ask you. Rabotai, in the Yitzurei Shloshim, is the first week any more chomer than the next 3 weeks within the Yitzurei Shloshim? Now, what do you say about that? We had a little by Netilas Tiporanayim a little bit, right? Some folks can say that the distinctions between the first week and beyond, we pass on aloha, I think there's no difference. Because the Shloshim is the answer. What's the difference between the first week and the next 3 weeks? Should be the same thing. Ah, very good. But the Tzoras, it says, they should fish, so she may not cut her hair the first week, but she may the subsequent week. But that is not a proof of anything intrinsic. It just could be the first week doesn't make a difference a week without cutting the hair. After the first week, it's not that the avelus is less serious, it's that the hair growth is more serious. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure. As a matter of fact, some posts can suggest that it's different based upon that proof. Maybe. The truth is, in the Rambam is mashma, and they're two separate Yisurim. Interesting. In the Rambam, he quotes two separate Yisurim with respect to Tzoras. He quotes it in Shiva, and he quotes it again in Shloshim. The other Yisurim Shloshim, he doesn't quote twice. He quotes them only once. Halodavaru. This is something which the post can point out. I'm not sure. I'd like you to help me out in trying to pinpoint this. Why, when it comes to Tzoras, he quotes a separate Yisur of she calls it by Yisurei Shiva, and again by Yisurei Shloshim. The other doesn't, because the Gadim Meguatim. It doesn't say it needs to be Gadim Meguatim in Shiva and again in Shloshim. You don't have to say it, not in Shloshim. So in Shiva, Yesh Bechlau Masayim Ana, a little higher mathematics. Yesh Bechlau Shloshim Shiva. 30 is a bigger number than 7. What do you have to say it for? So the fact that he didn't say it by Begiyut, and he didn't say it by Simcha, and he didn't say it by the Derech. I'm missing one. What are the 5 Yisurim of Shloshim that he had, Rambam? What are they? The Siya, and Simcha, and Giyot, Tisporos, what's the fifth? Yichud Keret on Kesef. Well, in all those 5 things, he makes no distinction, doesn't mention them again within Shiva. By Tisporos, he does. Halodava, I'm tempted to say there's a love this over here. I just don't know what it is yet. Let me look at the notes to find out. There's something in this Rambam, which I don't really have yet, but if you could let me know over Shabbat, I'd be happy to quote you on Sunday. Okay? Please, do the homework. In any event, the Pashtun, without leaving out this Rambam with the Sforus, as far as Simcha is concerned, there should be no distinction really between Shiva and Shloshim. And if they're Matta within Shloshim, they're Matta within Shiva as well. So within Shloshim, they say you can go to the child's wedding, and then have whatever other kikulas that exists with Shloshim Dikah. So to by Shiva, as far as dancing and singing and music, the whole business. The Pashtus is, whatever is going to cause pain to the Chasam Kala, you're allowed to participate. If the father or the, will not dance with the son of the Chasam, he'll be pained terribly. He has to do it. But I was once at a wedding, some big time with Chasam, and he was an availus for a parent, and his child got married. Not only did he dance with the child, he danced with all of his friends. The child was somewhere else. And he's dancing, I think it was his daughter's wedding. His daughter was on the other side of the mechitza. And he's dancing with all his people, his friends, and this and that. I was wondering about that. What's the heter for that? To dance with his son-in-law, I guess if the kallah will find out that her father didn't dance with her husband, she's going to be sorry. All right. But to dance with all their friends and relatives and acquaintances, and I don't know what and the Mechun's acquaintances, I'm not sure what the heter for that is. Yes? I dance. They'll dance with the Mechutin, they'll dance with the Chutin. Video. See the videos? Okay. But she won't see that until much later. That's not so-called Tzara Kala. She's Tzara Kala when she sees it 6 months later. I get the video with all the hops, 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 hops. Yeah, that she raised always Kala. So I don't know if you're going to be debatable. She's going to see the video of him a month later. Don't know. I call upon him. The beggar's karua will certainly cause tzara to the chosen. So you'll have to remove it. The nalayim is also probably cause tzara. Maybe you can remove it on that basis too, if you can't find artificial leather. But on the other hand, we find like this. The ifas simcha will not if it's tzara chosen. As we said in the chat with the ritzvah. So the holy ifas simcha ain't a mutelas allah this mitzvah, and if you are mutelas, it's mutzah. Alright, that's more subjective. But isurim buchlatas, the shoes, maybe the chosen doesn't like when his father walks in with sneakers. Too bad. You can't help it because it's an issue, it's an issue. It's not like simcha, which is more where the whole issue is because it's ain't a mutella fellow. I don't know. I'm not sure. So that's why the official leather solution is certainly the best one. In the middle of this whole country, and this thing Gabriel has, it's very creative. He suggests, well, maybe it's mutter because of mechila. Who? Is a machlekas apostkin, is a mechila with respect to avelus or not? Jewish-based so there is. But some avelus. There are Dr. Moshe talks about the Simon Shin Mem Dalet. He says, well, the machlekes in here, although there was no verbal mechila, but clearly he says the parents would be Michael, such a simple chosin. Woo! This is a little chassidish atayra almost. But he suggests as a snip lahokim. Then he throws in, Yigur Avok Avera. Wow. The Russian Simon Mem Beis. I don't know who he's talking about. That's only after Shloshim. I don't get what he says. Anyway, this thing got real. You can have it from the Mendel Gottesman Library. So when I read it over Shabbos, the best thing is to put it in paper in before. You shouldn't have a problem of erasing letters. Right. Okay. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch, my Rabbi. Simon Shin, Tzadi Gimel. Okay. Let's take a look. Siv Beis. So we read the first week, you don't leave the house. Shurishin, stay home. Shnia, the second week. Yotze, you leave the house. Ve'eno Yoshev v'mekomo, ve'eno bedaber. You don't go into your place, and you don't speak. What does that mean? So first of all, the Mordechai says in Siman Tov Tov Tzadivav again that this din of Ein Yosef B'Mekomo applies the first week as well. What do you mean the first week? You don't leave the first week. The answer is Shabbos you leave. So Shabbos, Sim Gimel, we pass in our minute because we do go to shul on Shabbos, and you're not permitted to sit in your regular seat the first week either. Okay? Now where exactly are you changing your seat? Where are you changing your seat? No, where are you? The Rashi and the Riff explains in shul. Where else? Where else? The Gilead Maharsha, last on the page, and Yoshua Mekomo, Bain the Beso, Bain the Beso Knesset. Only in base of the yeshiva, shamakol lefi hashana v'chokma shari. If it's a kind of a place with the yeshiva or a base medrash where they give you changing place according to your seniority and your wisdom, and then you know you keep people who keep moving around, mutter. What does that mean? In your person's house, we have a makom kavua or a shul makom kavua camp, and you have to change. But it's not so kavua, so then you don't have to change. That's what he suggests in the Gilead Maharsha. Most poskim are against the Gilead Maharsha, against the Gilead Maharsha. They say you only change in a shul, not in the house, for a number of reasons. One, people often move around in the house. That's what you can probably get there. And number two, we don't find the farish a chiyuv to change in the house. No, we find the chiyuv specifically in shul. I think most folks were against the Gilead Maharsha. Now, it's an interesting point. The Meiri writes that the whole idea of changing in shul is not to change from one seat to another. They had a special avelim section. Can you imagine that? There was an avelim section in the old shul. You had to move into that section. So, of course, that's the case. If it's not as that, we don't have such a section. We don't change even in shul. It's not in the house. That's just the Meiri. The Sefer Chassidim says, when you change, you move further away from the Aron Kodesh. No move to the back seat. You move to the bleachers. You move further away from the Aron Kodesh. What if you're already in the back row? Have some people in my shul that only want to be in the back row. Furthest from the row they can get. The back row. Backs up against the wall. What do you do? You can't go, you can't go back anymore. You're behind the wall. So, you move from one side to the other. Okay. Fine. The quote to Noheg Keston Yosef, some of the German customs, who says they always would move next door. They would exchange places with the next door neighbor. If Reuven is sitting next to Shimon, Reuven and Aves is Shimon, let's switch teeth for the next month, year, as the case may be. That was the minute. See, two things. One, they didn't require going backwards. Two, they didn't require Dalet Amos. They didn't require Dalet Amos to get the Pesach Tshuva. Where did the Pesach Tshuva get it from the Dalet Amos? From the Magen Avraham. Simon Sadis of Kotan Amadal. That's called a Kovea Mokom and Filoso. And look at Avraham, the Ezra Gmar and Brochus. Means within Dalet Amos, considered one place. So that's the Magen Avraham. Why? Well, you know, it's all the same places. They have to be the same centimeter. So there's Dalet Amos. But the Maram Shik says no. No. He says the Magen Avraham only meant it in your house. Someone who davens in his house on occasion, there's no set place in the house. So within Dalet Amos is one place. But in shul, what do you mean you have no place? You try to take over someone's seat. You're in my seat. What do you mean? So then Dalet Amos and my seat. Bang! It's Dalet Amos. It's not going to work Dalet Amos in this kind of a situation. It's only in the house. When it's shul, there's set seats. So you got to sit, for the Kviyas Mokum and shul, you should sit in your own seat. And on the contrary, for Avelis and shul, you move one seat over. Good enough? That's the passion against the Pesach shul. Fine. Now, remember we saw yesterday the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, who says that on Shabbos, what was the custom? They come in and they give them. Nikam Avela. And the Yoshin Ito La'oret, it says. They sit on the floor. On Shabbos? To sit on the floor? How can that be? Sit on the floor? How can that be? Well, it's a pillar, no? So the Mordechai says, you know why they sat on the floor? Because there was nowhere else to sit. They weren't have seats. You know, it's a kash of a mitzvah. There were no seats. They didn't want to stand so long. They sat on the floor. But if there would be enough seats at the Mordechai, should sit in a chair on Shabbos. We don't even stand even on a chair. Because the Gemara in Shabbos, two days, we spoke about it before, was the koshi tiru levaker cholem ulanachem avela b'shabbos. The koshi tiru. It's not an ideal. not an ideal, because it's a kind of a farhesic thing. The discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Zayin and Arachayim. Can you say Hamakom on Shabbos? Or do you say Shabbos Yim Lenachem Unechama Kerova Lava? Now, we mentioned this nothing even in our shuls, they come in after the Shkia, even though before Mizmashiach. So the Prisha here in Sipkot Nei says, according to the Torah, you can say Hamakom even on Shabbos. You say Shabbos Milizuk Urafrua Kerova Lava. What's the change? He quotes the Ran. The Ran says he's afraid he'll say the regular text on Shabbos without the addition of the word Shabbos Milizuk Urafrua Kerova Lava. You're going to start to cry if you don't want on Shabbos. If you add those words, you're not going to cry. No, Halavai should work. But when it comes to the Nechama, the crying factors wouldn't apply. You're going to be Nikam Avelim. Says you can use this standard text. Okay, so those in the many shuls in America where they say Hamakom after Shkia, they can rely on this opinion today. Okay, the whole idea of going out the Farhesed to meet him is a problem, but that's already a minig in many places. Goes back to the Pirkei Rabbeinu. Fine. What's the reason for changing a place in Avela? So the post can say, you know what I mean? Pirkei Rabbeinu. If you change your seat, they'll realize you're in Avela. How long does this go on? So the chord that we are major in the chabad only the first week. See, what's the reason for the other week? We'll come to it in a little while. Okay, Rabotai, what does it say over here in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch? The second week, what does it say here? Yotei, the Eino Yoshe Bimkomo. Okay, Shabbos, also, you don't go out. What about the first Shabbos? Well, the Mordechai seems to say, the first Shabbos, you don't leave your house at all. It's the Mordechai Shita. So Rabotai, what does it mean, the first week, the Shabbos? No, Shabbos means, not Shabbos means that the first week you don't leave your house. That's the word Shabbos means in the Mordechai context. Because on Shabbos itself, Shabbos Kodesh, tonight, Shabbos Kodesh, he already says you do leave the house. That's the word of Mordechai. At this first Shabbos, you don't leave your house. That's you do leave your house. What's the answer? The word Shabbos means two different things. First, it means a week. The first week, you don't leave your house. Sheva Shabbos means 7 weeks. And then, it means on Shabbos Kodesh, you do leave your house based upon the Pirkei, the Rabbah lesson. Oh. So then what's the reason for that they should know you're in a different place to give you nechama applies to the first week? And what's the reason, therefore, to change your place after the first week? You don't give nechama, and it's true, the Gemara says you can't have nechama there after the first week, but it's very uncommon. Right? You should do it the first week. So why do you change seats after the first week? What's the reason for it? So two reasons given. Some say it's based upon a Gemara Tainus of Dalaram and Beis. It says in the Gemara, it's a midas ad-din, which is somehow applies to an individual in Avelis. In one time, Chavdal and Avelis, it says, Shani duchta, change your place. Is that a Gemara, Tainus? My Gemara is not Kodamayim. Not there? Oh, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Chavdal and Avelis. Those of you who have the regular Gemaras, all the Masechtas, can look inside. Shani Dukta. Here's the Gemara. Here it is, the Rebbe Kivager on it. It says, what happened it says if you're in trouble, the Midas Adin upon you, change your place. It's kind of Vishana Mokka, Vishana Mazel. If one changes his place, they'll be better off. So here too, there's the Midas Adin, so you're better off changing your place. The Mashal talks about the Mazikin. The Mazikin who have Rishus, Miyachtim Lehem Mokka Mazdekon. Vehem Lehem Rishus Lehazik Lehem Mokka Acher. Okay? What can I tell you? So that, for that reason, that's given by the Mepharshim, one reason why you change the place for the after the first week. A second reason given is, because we saw the Gemara, that we say we blame the Ovel, in fact, for the loss of the relative, but you didn't do it on purpose, so the person was guilty of killing B'shogeg. What do you do with kill B'shogeg? Golos. So B'shogeg Kluga's trap. Golos. So that's why you change places beyond the first week. All right. Now, here we have a very important, interesting question. Ain't no medaber. What does that mean? A vow of silence? Ain't no medaber? You don't say anything? I got a shot in the Gemara here. Ain't no medaber. What does it mean?
The business
club in
conversation.
Oh, the starting out. That's true. The first week we know the Gemara is the favorite. An Ovel not supposed to start a conversation. He's supposed to wait until the Menachem starts. Because the Gemara for Rosh Gemara, and then Chav Zayin, Chav Ket, the Ovel not supposed to start the conversation. What's that? The other way around. Got it back. I'm sorry. The Ovel's supposed to start the conversation. The Menachem not supposed to start the conversation. Well, I've been in situations where the Ovel doesn't say anything, and the Menachem doesn't say anything. He leaves. That's what we spoke about the preacher yesterday. Not very, very great. Nicham Avelin. That's what he talks about. That's exactly what he says. Oh, but this context, if you take a look in the Rashi on the Rif, which we know is the real Rashi, but we'll see soon. It's not always the accurate rendition, in my opinion, of the real Rashi. Where's Eino Medaber? Here it is. Eino Medaber. No. It's in Yudal and Amin Aleph. Ein ha-medaber, toward the end, in the Rashi and the Rif. El Yoshe v'domein, ve'ein ha-medaber v'rabim kimen hogo. Huh? What does that mean? Guy goes to shul. So we say, what? He talks to shul. It's like they say, it's always, come on. We're talking beheter over here. So, ein ha-medaber v'rabim kimen hogo. So he shouldn't say one single solitary word once he gets to shul. Shah. That's what it sounds like. If you read the Rashi on the Rif Kipshuto, as we have it, Eino Medaber Barabim. Doesn't mean he doesn't get up and speak in front of the Bino. He's not the Rav of the shul. When Medaber Barabim, it means he won't speak in public when people are around. He should take a vow of silence. Hard to believe. What's the correct gear, sir, I think?
Eino Medaber El Yoshe V'Domim.
Eino, read the gear one more time.
The Eino Medaber El Yoshe V'Domim V'Eino Marbe V'Dvorim V'Dvorim.
That's it. The typo. The Eino Marbe Bidvorim. You can see how the letters got mixed up. The race, the dollars, you know, he's going to... Instead of Eino Medaber Barabim, it's supposed to be Eino Marbe Bidvorim. So it's the same letters. It's got jumble mumbles and mixed up. I'm convinced that the Rashi is a typo, because this is the real Rashi, which we have the caveat of Eino Marbe Bidvorim. You can say, you know, I don't say that a few words. It's Eino Medaber Barabim. Now, violence. We shouldn't talk so much. And Omar Rebbe Drodish and Minogic wasn't sure how he's doing, how's everything and this and that. I used to be talking about Torah HaMutorim, it was Halacha and Agoda, it was the Parsha, this and that. No, first should not be Mar Rebbe Dvorim. That's the correct gear, sir, in the Rashi Ksaviyat. Now here's a big question. We saw Tosus yesterday on the top of Chav Gimel Amal, the top Tosus, said a very big Chiddush. Tosus said a Chiddush like this. Tosus says that the Issa to be Medaber, I guess it's Medaber Medvorim, is only Bimkomo. It's only Bimkomo. Tosa says, Mishum the Tzorach Leishin Bimkomo Vena Medaber. Vitov Yosa Sheyeshin Vkutz Bimkomo, the Sheva in Issa the Daber Kiyim Bimkomo. Chidish Noir and Tosa. The only time is Issa the Daber, which is Medaber Medvorim, is in your space. In your space. Who argues with this Chidish? Who argues the Kiddush? The Shulchan Aruch. It's ready for you. Shnia, Yote, Ve'eino Yoshe B'mkomo, Ve'eino B'daber. Mefurish and Mechaber against Tosfos. No, it's not. The week is not the point. The question is whether the Easter to be Medaber is B'mkomo or Shalom B'mkomo. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about Tanakama. That's the principle over here. Is the Easter the Daber? An Easter only Bimkomo, or even Shalabim Kama. Tos says only Bim Kama, and Shulchan Aruch says even Shalabim Kama. No? Pashmi. I'm sorry. From exactly. That's my whole point. The Mechab is against Tos, the Pashmi. I know that. So what would Tos say in the second league? Really? No. If I were Bali Atos, now I ran a Shulchan Aruch, I wouldn't say that. I would say, Shnia Yosef, Ve'ena Yosef Bim Koma. Okay? Ve'ena Yosef Bim Koma, Ve'ena Medav. If I had a principle of it, not second and third, not second and third. So I have a slight problem in the Ramah. Because the Ramah said, Ve'ena Shlishi, the Mechaber said, Yosef Bim Koma, Ve'ena Medav. It says the Ramah, the Imrosa Shalalesh Bim Koma, Ve'shua Shlishi, the Medav, Moshif Yodav. Should have said, I think, the Yesh Omer. I don't think the Mechaber would agree with this. I don't think. Unless it's part of the decision between week 2 and 3. I don't think so. Yeah. Okay.
Right, and that's the
story called Kosher. Gruh. Kosher. Toys is clear against the Kosher. Nachlokas. Nachlokas, what should I say? Toys is saying a Kiddush, and the Mechaber is against it, and I'll accept it. So it's a Yesh Omer, I think. Anyway, what do you see from this whole story? This is the Divrei Sofim says. From the Tosfos, from the Gra, both of them, whichever way you slice it. There's a connection between these two dinim. Whether you're allowed to sit in your right place, whether you're allowed to be Medaber, they're all connected. Why are they all connected? It's a long line we said earlier in the Truma Sedeshen. Namely, the first week, you don't leave your house at all, you shouldn't forget about the Avel, and you go mix with people. The second week, you know, look, you're going out, you're going to shul, but don't sit with your regular chevron. You know, and I say it nicely, he says it's a Perlish Tish. So, and he's talking about all the they talk about in that Tish. So there's a this Shabbos, don't sit at that Tish with all your friends. Sit somewhere else. I have nothing to say. Good. And then your friends aren't there. That's the whole point. That's the point. The third, well, I go back to your Tish, but don't say too much. That's already the time. So that's just, it's the third week already, so we can trust the sort of. Okay? That's the Pshat. Now the Gra, what did the Gra, the first week, right? Certainly you have to change your place. It's a kosher case, right? Even if you're not going to be medaber. In Mesechus Smochus, it says, Yoshim al Ha'oret. Didn't say you change your place. What's the answer? That's telling you change your place. You have to go from the right corner of the shul to the left corner. You stay in the right corner, you stay on the floor. That itself was a change. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Chos Tishabov. Tov kuf nun tes the kot mechof al. Okay. Let's go on. Comes the Rambam with the Wapa. The Wapa. The Achshav Noagin Shein Yoshin Bim Koman Kol Shloshin Gal Ove V'imo Yud Beis Kodesh V'ein L'minig Zeikor Mikol Mokom En L'shanas Min Aminig Ki Kol Mokom L'fimen Hogo. What a Rambam. Meredith. The Minig has no basis. But don't you dare change in the minig. That's what he says. Now, we know a minig Yisrael has to have some kind of a basis. Has to have a basis. How can it be no basis whatsoever? Right. Go ahead. Correct. I've got a time when he was called, when he had Shlishi, so the Gabbai didn't call him up. He was just sort of silent. Rabbi Tam woke up by himself because he was thinking if he wouldn't come up, it would be available for Farhesi. Correct. Here's a big question. How do you change your seat on Shabbat? It's available for Farhesi. We already discussed this a long time ago. What's the answer? Avelis is a Shloshenzik Avelis. According to the Arminic, it's maybe done. But we'll see how to Sivdal. We'll try to get to today. If we hurry up, then we'll get to Sivdal. Let's talk quickly here. Now, what's going on over here? How is it possible to have a minute to change a whole year? Where does it come from? So if you have a tour, open to the Dark Eye Moshe, please. Please open up. We'll see. Try to figure this one out. So it's a puzzle. Okay? Please turn to the Dark Eye Moshe. Sif Cotton Hay. Shin Tzadik Gimel to the Cotton Hay. Okay? Listen to this. He says, he quotes the Chumash Maimonides. Simen Chaf. Lo haya yoshi b'mkomo at Shavua Revi. Kedei sheyuchal adaber. Kedei sheyuchal adaber. Based on our Tosis. Based on our Tosis. What is our Tosis in Chiddush? There's a restriction against speaking. But if you're not b'mkomo, the restriction is relaxed. Now, what week are we talking about over here? It's the Machlokas HaTanoim, correct? Machlokas HaTanoim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the most strict opinion, what does he say? What does he say? No, look inside the last narrow line, Chof Gimel Amad Aleph. What does he say? Shlishis Yosef and Yosef B'mkomo. Revis Yosef B'mkomo Ve'eno Medaber. So in the fourth week, he's allowed to go back to his place, but not speak. What if he wants to speak? How do you handle it? What do you do, according to Tosfos? You want to be able to speak unrestricted, what do you do? Change your seat. Ah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? The change of your seat can apply even revius. Okay? Let me explain to you what I'm driving at over here. What are you talking about? That's not what it says. It says, Yoshu Kol Avenim Medaber. What's in the Maril himself as a Girsa? Sarech Yen Gadol. No answer in footnote your test. But I have an answer. But they write a letter to the editor of the Torah. They have their address on the front page also. The answer is true that the din is in the fourth week. It's Yoshu Kol Avenim Medaber. But combine that with Tosis. What Tosis says, that you're afraid. You're going to talk too much, it's not going to be right. So the way to avoid the issue of talking too much is to be Mishana Makomo. So you're Mishana Makomo the fourth week also for another relative. Once you're Mishana Makomo the fourth week for another relative, guess what? It's already a Shloshim Dikah Yisur. Once the Shloshim Dikah Yisur, there's an automatic extension to your Beis Kodesh for Avivimo. That's my shot. What's Merrily? Some are. My real, some are Machlarita. That wouldn't be crazy. My real, the Machlarita.
Does that
explain
why it's just the fact that it's
a Dinah Shloshim
or
Dinah
Yam
Shiva? That it applies to Beth Kodesh, you mean?
Yes.
The passage is, once it goes to Shloshim, it's an automatic extension for your Beth Kodesh. Now, wait a second. You're asking a question. It doesn't say Shloshim. It says Shavua Reviv. That's a good question. You get the impression over here that the nature of the Isser of Rabbi Yehuda is a din of Shloshim. I use the expression Shvur Revir, Lav Davka. Shvur Revir means for a month. Okay, that's what we're suggesting. Against who? Okay, but not everyone will agree to that. Could be. But the Maril is the Sunnah, it's going to have Yehuda. It says 4 weeks. It means a month. Look, depends on the week. The question, what does the word mean? Does it mean four Shabbosim? Or does it mean 4 weeks? The Machabes says what? Who says that? Tur, Hashem Rabbah Ben Shimon. Okay, but not everyone agrees to that. The Maril says no. That Shavua Revius means first month. We had it in a different context month before. Where do we have it? Wasn't it by Big Day Shabbat we had something? We said they changed 4 weeks and we said the 4 weeks means for a month. We had it. We had the same lashon somewhere. I already forgot. Shin what? I think so. Very good. Let's. What was the lashon of Shin Tei Tes? What was the lashon there?
I think it was Ramah.
The Ramah. Also, little bus big day Shabbos talks dalat shavuot to be shown. The little bafarshim say what it means is shloshim. It's a code word. So big day Shabbos. Here too. The also Ramah that arba shavuot means shloshim. And it's an exception to your Beis Kodesh. That's my shot in this Ramah. I think we entered the kasha of the footnote you test pretty well. Because although it's true that Yoshev and Mekomo, but also Zeni Medaber. And we told you to Zeni Medaber, you have a choice, a better choice to go switch seats because they won't have an Isser of Zibu. Cain Nirali. Fine. Finally, Sif Gimel, Rabotai. Shin Sadi Gimel. Siv Gimel. What did Machaber say? Let's look inside. It's important. Everyone open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. Siv Gimel. What does it say? Ha'avel, come on, I'm trying to finish this up. Ha'avel Eina Yosef B'chol L'Beit HaKnesset. Avel B'Shavis Yosef. Okay? That's Sakal the Machaber. That's the Rosh. That Shavua Rishon means Shabbos Rishon means the first week. That's the first Shabbos. Like a typical Rabbi Lezer. And he is the Machaber. V'anu Nogin Shebechol Yom Kriyas HaTorah Yosef L'Beit HaKnesset. Where did it come from? Where did it come from? You didn't see it anywhere. Not in the original sources. You go Monday and Thursday. Where does it come from? Where does it come from? It comes from the Beit Yosef. Where did you get it from? The Dizan. Where did you get it from? So I think the answer is based upon a Gemara, or the revolt that I have to see. Turn to the Gemara first, they're both sides. Please. On Chav Bezam, is Bezam, is that what it was? Hold on. Where's that Gemara? Chav Bezam is Bezam, the last line. The very last line of Chav Bezam is Bezam. Gemara says, Nasi shemes, bote midrashes kulin betalin, upnei haknesses nichnasin lebeis haknesses, v'korin shiva diyosin. Boom. So what does that mean? So what does that mean? What does that mean? The Rashi learned Pshat, they all davened v'yichidus. And they just came, they had to go to shul in order to lay. So take a look in the revolve, please. The revolve into the back of the rib. What? What's the page? Your dollar? Am I correct? Your dollar at the bottom? Look what he says over here. Kshemes Hanasi. Kol b'nei ha'ir boyim u'misbalim b'beis ha'ovel b'eit v'chol b'eim b'shabes. B'eim b'misbal b'eit ha'knesses klau chutz mikriyas ha'torah b'shein v'chamishim b'shabes shem tzrichim l'kos b'eit ha'knesses. Why? Why on the b'eit ha'ovel? What's the answer, Abotai? That's correct. You're not allowed to move and say the Torah. You're not, that's the assumption of the Mechab and the Revolve. You're not permitted to move the Sefer Torah. That's the basis of the Beis Yosef. So in order to be Tulane, they had to go to Shul. Now, the question is, can the Abel himself come to Shul? That's not the first in the Gemara. But Rav Yosef Kara says, yes, the Abel can also come to Shul for purposes of Kriyas HaTorah. That's the stock of the Mechab. Okay? That's the Mechab. Now, question. What if there's no Kriyas HaTorah? We know the answer is, no problem, make a minyan in the house. What if there's no minyan in the house? Can the other leave his house if there's no, they can't make a minyan. There's no one around. You can't do it. What do you do? So the first glance, the implication is, you daven v'yichidus. You can only go out for laning. However, the Divrei Sofim says, no. The Mechab is the first case where there is a minyan in the house. But you can't take the Sefer Torah. And that's why you're only leaving the house for Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. But if there's no minyan in the house, maybe the Mechab would hold. You can go to shul 7 days a week. So you can't tell. You can't tell. And when there are more rights over here, Uvi Medinos Elu, Noagin Shenyot Elu B'Shabbat, you know why that's so? Because in Medinos Elu, you make a minyan in Beis Ovel, the Sefer Torah, you all know about that. That's why. But if there's no minyan, maybe you can go to Shul. We don't know. The Mogen Avraham says no. The Mogen Avraham said if there's no minyan in the house, daven v'yichidus. Too bad. The Mishmer HaShon has a pshar, compromise. If Nebuchadnezzar person lost a parent, and that's a kaddish for the parent, he can go to shul, even in shiva, there's no minyan in the house. If you lost a different relative, and not a chumukhiv to say kaddish, let him daven at home. Interesting. So the Divrei Sofim must have been a riot to the Mogen Avraham, that he should not leave the house from the Gemara. It's a little tricky. Open the Gemara again and see if you can figure it out. I'm not sure myself what the riot is. Take a look, please. Gemara Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Take a look, please. What does the Gemara say over here? Why did Rabbi Yehuda argue on the Tanakhama? Rabbi Yehuda says, everything's a week later. Why? Lo hutzichu loma Shabbos Rishona lo yetzim v'pesach beito shereakol nichnosim lebeito lenachmo. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So look at the Emek Dover in Sifkan, Shin Sadi Gimel, Sifkotten Sadi Gimel. He says, here is a raya to the Mogan Avraham. Not exactly sure what the raya is to read together. Not exactly sure what the raya is. He quotes our Gemara. What's the Buddha saying? He says, because if we show him, say, Mash Armush, any other Pesach Beis, no Perusho, Shena Yotza, the Beis HaKnesses, the spell. Don't go to Shul. Okay? Don't go to Shul. Okay? So according to the Mogan Avraham, we understand very well, Rabbi Yudas Kashin. Yudas says the first week, you got to say, ain't no yoke to be pet of base of the base of Knesset as well. What are you talking about? Is a minion in the house? You don't talk about the first week going to Shul. Is a minion in the house? So Yudas says, you know the week that he can't come to Shul, at the second week, still stay home. But according to those who say, if there's no minion in the house, you come to shul. He does ain't moving. Kushas Rabbi Yehuda. What's the kashin? Again, what's the Yehuda's kashin? The kashin was the first week. Don't go to shul. What do you mean? They're coming to your house. You know, so why is ain't moving Kushas Rabbi Yehuda? So this is Kashin. Why? Go on the second week. The second week you can't come to shul. What do you mean you can't come to shul? If they don't come, you're allowed to go to shul. That's what he's driving at. If you're allowed to go to shul anyway, the whole review is now that makes no sense. Say, the restriction applies to the second week. And after the restriction is said, what happens then is only you go to shul anyway. The review doesn't make any sense. Because the Mefurish of Gemara, that's the moment I'm wrong, if there's no meat in the house, you don't go to shul. That is right. Now, of course, think about it again. Sounds like a very good raya. But what do you do according to the Ritz Geyer, who says that you go to shul all week long? We spoke about this yesterday. The answer is, then the Gemara is referring only to Shabbat. The question is only according to those who maintain that you can go to shul, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbat. The review that makes no sense. Of course, a very good raya that according to us, if you go to shul on Shabbat, you shouldn't go to shul b'chol. Sounds like a very powerful raya. I have to think about it again, but it sounds like a very good raya. But the Chayonim argues. He says, you go to shul. What's the proof? You can be over in Eastern Doraisa to go to make a minion. Same as Gemara, who was a servant, a slave, with Meshachar and Evan, on Brachot, to make a minion. So you can over the Olam Tavodu, how much more so you can over the Eastern Kal of Yitzhimi Beso to be part of a minion? But of course, the right is very easily refutable. There you did it to create a minion. So otherwise, there'd be 9 Jews, there would be no Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch, Lelaining, nothing. So it's in order to make a minion, Mezakeh, the whole Tzibur, give a Shachar and Evan. Here, the minion's going on fine without you. You're not doing it for the sake of a minion, you're doing it for the sake of yourself. There's no riot that you can be over in this in order to go to shul. So therefore, I would say that the riot of the Mogan Avraham blind. That he quotes to the Mogan Avraham remains. He should really stay home. And even if it's a very sorrowful when he's Mekil, he's only Mekil to go, he's like a minion, just like a sort of a across the lane. That's the lushness of it. It's a bit, on the other side of the Chotzer. Also Chotzer. What does that mean? Because the whole Easter of leaving the house is according to many poskim, only if to go if you're crossing a Rishut Sarabim. You're not going to Rishut Sarabim, you cross here in the Emek Dover, Sadi Chet. Pachat Yitzchak is quoted in the Maril, that in Eino Tzorach Le'edat Yitzchak Tzorabim, Lo Mikri Yotzin Yipetach Beisim. Speaking of Kamina, this Maril is right, if you look at the original source, maybe an oval who's never so cooped up in the house could take a little, get fresh air in the backyard. Because, you know, going out, coming in. Yeah, but look, you go to the backyard, you're not going into any public place. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Stel doesn't say for an Avelis that someone's never been in a bungalow colony. And there's a shiva, you can sit on the porch, or, you know, we have to take a look later. So there are certain coolers. So it's a kind of a chotzer, and there's a minion on the other side of the chotzer, so then you're permitted to go. two more nekudas. I can't quite finish the topic today completely. Siv Dal, I'll have to wait until Sunday. But just finishing up Siv Gimel, two quick points. Interesting point here in the Divrei Sofrim. Nebuch, an Ovel and Erev Pesach, who's a Bchor. What do you do then? He says, can you go to Shul here and see him? He says, see him? You say the word see him? See him, he says, you're not here to have a Divrei Torah. You got to fast. Nebuch. He's a cooler. Don't hear to see him, but eat with the Messiah anyway. We spoke about this before, and I'm teaching about Shirim. If you're really close with the Messiah, you don't have to hear to see him, you just come in afterwards and eat with him. Okay, but that way can be made, because with the Smith of, we said see him as Mutal Chaladei. That's the way to do it. Come late, and make sure the close friend will make the see him. If you come to the house, you make a see him, the house, pay the house call, it's even better. You shouldn't leave the house. Finally, on Shabbat, you're allowed to leave the house. But, in the different song from it says, you're only allowed to leave the house on Shabbat to go to shul. That's Lashon of the Mechaber. Shabbat, Yosei, means going to shul. You want to take a walk on Shabbat. You've been cooped up all week. You want to take a walk 2 miles in the neighborhood, all around the place. So the Divrei Sofrim says, no, you can't do it. You can't do it. Why? It explains it for two reasons. In Kuf Yud Bey. Because the Bach says the Lashon, you're allowed to go to shul on Shabbat. Ain't available for Shabbat. But that's only been Farhesed, perhaps. But the Dover Shabbat Sinai quotes from the Tiferet and Moshe is Noach. Right? So therefore, if you go for a walk, that's not Farhesed if you didn't go for a walk. Also, it's not so much the Torah has to go to shul. Bottom line, he says that an Avol on Shabbat should only go to shul in the back and shouldn't be walking around town. We'll stop here. On Sunday, we'll start Sif Dalit. Just finish up Sif Dalit, and we'll go to the Eitzer Melacha for an Avol.